Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Today marks the anniversary appearance of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, the illustrious member of Sri Sri Panchatattva. So we shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the Adi Leela chapter 10 and we are at text number 15. Is it there? So we have a limitation on time today, so we'll just go straight to the verse itself. Bada Saka Gadadhara Pandita Gosane Ten Ho Lakshmi Rupa Chandra Samake Hanahe Badasaka, big branch, Gadhadhar Pandita Gosani, and the descendants, or disciplic succession of Gadadhar Pandit. Tenho Gadadhar Pandit Lakshmi Rupa Incarnation of the Pleasure Potency of Lord Krishna Tanra Yes Samaha Equal Keha Anyone Nahi There is none. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Gadhadhar Pandit, the fourth branch, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Sri Krishna. No one, therefore, can equal him. Purport. In the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, verses 147 to 53, it is stated, quote, "The pleasure potency of Sri Krishna, formerly known as Vrindavaneshwari, is now personified in the form of Sri Gadhadhar Pandit in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Unquote. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami has pointed out that in the shape of Lakshmi, the pleasure potency of Krishna, she was formerly very dear to the Lord as Shyama Sundara Vallabha. The same Shyama Sundara Vallabha was present in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Gadhadhar Pandit. Formerly as Lalita Sakhi, she was always devoted to Srimati Radharani. Thus, Gadhadhar Pandit is simultaneously an incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. In the 12th chapter of this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description of the descendants of or disciplic succession of Gadadhar Pandit. Om Ajnana Atimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This particular appearance of the anniversary appearance of Gadadhar Pandit may not be so widely celebrated even within ISKCON. Because this particular personality, who is, in terms of appearance, is the youngest member of the Sri Sri Panchatattva. There is a sense of guhyatmam or a confidentiality in relation to Gadadhar Pandit, which may not be exposed generally in our general preaching to the masses of people. So therefore, by its own nature, this appearance is also a bit confidential. In the final chapter, the 20th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Antya-lila, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they have us understand that the apex verse of the Shishishishastakam, everyone can say, Asplusyava pada ratam pinastumam adashanamama hatam karotva tatatava vidato lampato mat prana natastusa eva na parahas. So, as we are aware that Shri Krishna himself has desired to experience something he does not have. So, therefore, when we say Om Purnam Adak or Purnam Idam, that Krishna is complete. So, within the sense of completeness, there must be a feeling of incompleteness also, otherwise it cannot be complete. You digesting? Yeah. In other words, somebody who is complete also can feel a sense of not feeling complete. That means Purnam. All types of feelings is felt somebody in Purnam. So Krishna is Purnam. He is complete. But he has a sense of feeling incomplete because he cannot love himself, which is the perverted reflection in the material world and the bodily conception of it. Everyone loves themselves in the bodily conception of life. It's a perverted reflection in the material world. So therefore, when Shri Krishna feels incomplete, or even to a great extent incompatible, and even to an even deeper extent, he feels depression, spiritual depression. And he gets stressed out. And how come, you know, my Srimati Radharani is enjoying unlimitedly more than me by serving me. So, but at the same time, unfortunately for Krishna, he cannot change his position as Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam. He cannot change his position. But that desire to understand that devotional service of Srimati Radharani towards him, and that desire to experience that service towards him, and that desire to find out what is in himself that attracts her to him, he wants to fulfill. So, in a place in Vrindavan, you can go to that place today. It's a place called Imli Thala. Linda? So the eternal tamarind tree is unmanifest, but its baby is there now. Imli. So under that Imli Thala, over 5,000 years ago, Krishna was in great depression that I cannot fulfill my own desire in my own desire. Three desires. One is, I want to understand Srimati Radharani's devotional service to me, and I want to experience that devotional service to me, and at the same time, what is in me that attracts her to me to engage in such exalted devotional service. But he is handicapped. He is stunted. He is restricted cannot do anything. See? So he laments and he gets into depression under this Imlita tree. So that feeling of a depressed state of unfulfilled desires that makes him feel incomplete, although Purnam, is felt by Srimati Radharani. But she herself cannot fulfill the desires of Krishna. She cannot. It practically means that Krishna has to become Radharani. It means like that. So she approaches Krishna under this Imlita tree. And it is very clear that when devotional service is performed on the highest level, there's no exchange of words, there's exchange of feelings. So the feelings are well known to each other. See? So that's another type of bhav, within prema. It's not the bhav, you know, sadhana, bhakti, bhava, bhakti and prema. But that's another type of bhav within prema itself. Prema has different divisions. One of them is again another bhav. So when that happens, and then Srimati Radharani says, I'm very much handicapped because, you know, I cannot be you and you cannot be me. So how can I fulfill your desire? But at the same time, I am feeling so depressed that you are depressed. Same. I am depressed because you are depressed. So then Krishna reciprocates in a terms of a feeling, not spoken words. That I want this. I want this. I want to understand how you engage in service for me. I want to experience their devotional service to me, and I want to know what's in me that you find attractive and you serve me. I want this. I want this like anything. So Srimati Radharani said, I don't know how to fulfill your desire, but if you want to fulfill your own desire in relationship to me, so be it. So at that time, Krishna, he, under the Imlita tree, he plundered, practically plundered everything Srimati Radharani has in relationship to a devotional service for Krishna. It is nothing mundane, just as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives example, just like from fire comes heat and light. From fire comes heat and light. From musk comes fragrance. But fire cannot experience its own heat and light that it emanates. And musk cannot experience its own fragrance that it gives off. The source cannot experience the product of its own source. So similarly, although Radha comes from Krishna, just as the sunshine or the sun's rays cannot be experienced by the sun, but it comes from the sun. See? So they are one supreme soul in two forms for the sake of pleasure. Transcendental pleasure. So we have to also understand that philosophical base to understand what's happening here. So when Krishna plundered Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna in the form of devotional service, he ceased to exist. Ceased to exist. And that is the time it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this verse is spoken for the first time in its original nature. Asplasyava padaratam pinastumam adashanamama atam करोतु वा यता तथा वा विद्यतो लंपतो मत्पाननतस्तु स एव नापर. First time, the original appearance of this verse. And later on, by the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanhanya, the verse was again given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the originality of the verse is when Srimati Radharani is being plundered by taking the love away that she has for Krishna. And when that happens to Srimati Radharani, she expresses, I have no love for Krishna. I have no love for Krishna. Why? In two levels. Adashanam. When she loses her love to Krishna, who plunders that love, the object of her service is no more there. From darshan to adashanam. No more visible. Krishna no more visible. So that's one feature. And the second feature that's even more deep for Radharani is that she is devoid of any love for Krishna. She doesn't have any love for Krishna. So that is the first appearance of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Srila Gadadhar Pandit is the Ladini Shakti. Is the Ladini Shakti that feels that I have no love for Krishna. So therefore it is not exactly Srimati Radharani, but it's called the pleasure potency. The pleasure potency as given in this verse. And therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj says in other verses that Gadadhar Pandit is actually the Shakti Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva is Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda and Shri Advaita. Then Gadadhar Shakti Tattva and Srivas Jiva Tattva. So that is the very first appearance of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And therefore that Shakti Tattva in terms of Ladini Shakti takes the personal form of Gadadhar Pandit in the pastimes and being the illustrious member of the Sri Sri Panch Tattva. So that appearance after that happened is described that Gadadhar Pandit, he appeared on Amavasya, new moon, right, in the month of Vaisakha, like that. And in his youthful, you know, growing up young boy's age, he was a constant companion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai. And their homes are not very far off. Their homes are not very far off. You know, within that area where of Yogapith. So during the childhood, Nimai and Gadadhar used to play together. And sometimes Gadadhar would not come to play with Nimai. The Nimai will not do anything. He won't eat. He becomes sulky. He becomes like worried, anxious and so forth. See? Now Gadadhar does that on purpose. See? Because Nimai is getting a transcendental reaction. And the transcendental reaction is that the Ladini Shakti is devoid of love for Krishna. And you're the one that took it. Now you suffer some transcendental reaction, devoid of my association with you. It's on another level of intimacy of understanding. At the same time, we should know that another personality is called a Jagadananda Pandit. And he is actually Satyabhama. And Satyabhama is an expansion of Radharani from Goloka Vrindavan. So Radharani is in terms of a Madhurya form. And an Aishwarya form is Satyabhama in Mathura Dwarka. See? And that Aishwarya form of Satyabhama in Mathura Dwarka is in the form of Jagadananda Pandit in Chaitanya Leela. So here again we should know that we externally see Jagadananda Pandit as a male form. And we externally see Satyabhama as a female form. That's relative within our material experience in the material world as male and female. So those forms are not male and not female, but we see like that. And we philosophize like that. And we explain like that. Relative to our material, mundane experience of boy, girl, man, woman, male, female, day, night, young, old. It's all duality, not absolute. So we should also understand that kind of premise in the foundation of these pastimes. Okay. So, when Gadadhar Pandit eventually comes to play with Nimai, and Nimai was so attached to him that he wouldn't allow him to go to his home. So one time Gadadhar Pandit, he brought some paste, you know, pan paste, yeah. And when he offered that to Nimai, immediately Nimai asked, Gadadhar, where is that beautiful blackish boy who has yellow garments as his dress? So after asking that, Gadadhar did not respond. See? And because he did not respond, Nimai started putting his nails onto his chest and practically trying to rip it apart, looking for Krishna. Looking for Krishna. But Gadadhar, by his Shakti potency, grabbed his two hands. You know, not to do that. And then Nimai started fighting with Gadadhar. You know, you let go of my hands. You know, I cannot remain a moment without seeing Krishna. See? Where is that boy? Like that. So this was observed by Mother Sachi. From a distance, observed by Mother Sachi. So eventually Gadadhar eventually composed, you know, Nimai to a regular condition. So when Mother Sachi saw this, she begged and pleaded to Gadadhar, never leave Nimai out of your sight, because you're the only one who can compose and control him. Otherwise he'll do some funny things. You know, he's too naughty, at the same time he hurts himself, and so forth. So because of that acceptance by Gadadhar, you know, this form of the deities is worshipped by, in the, you know, Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gohar Gadadhar, because of Mother Sachi's request to Gadadhar Pandit. Never leave Nimai. So therefore Gohar Gadadhar, always together. Yeah. Now, there is a bit of a difficulty because on one hand, you know, Radharani has allowed her love to be plundered by Krishna and he's come in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now she has no love for Krishna. See? Srimati Radharani. So that means she has become humility personified. Humility personified. I have no love for Krishna, humility personified. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, when Radharani became humility personified, she took on the consciousness of Queen Rukmini. Because Rukmini is the Aishwarya form, Aishwarya Rupa of Chandravali. And Chandravali is always submissive to Shyamasundar. Whereas Radharani is always bossy and Shyamasundar is always henpecked. See? So when she sort of lost her love for Krishna, she became humble. I have no love for Krishna. And that humility personified is a submissive mood of Chandravali in the form of the Aishwarya Bhav of Rukmini, Queen Rukmini. See? So therefore, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that Queen Rukmini is the form of Gadadhar Pandit. It's like a transcendental confusion for us that we cannot understand. And here in this particular purport, which I just read, Prabhupada says that Gadadhar Pandit is also an incarnation of Lalita Sakhi. See? So that also can be kind of understood, but not entirely. Why? Because love for Krishna is beyond logic, is beyond reasoning, is beyond understanding, is beyond gyan, is beyond vigyan, it's beyond debate, it's beyond argument, and therefore it is beyond philosophy. We can only try to speak about it, but really, it's too, for me it's a bit too much, but it's wonderful. If it's a bit too much, you get overwhelmed. Oh, why like this? Why like that? Why, you know, it's good for the consciousness in that. So, in Vrindavan, and even here, we have Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari. On the left side of Radha Rani is who? Is Vishakha. Yeah. On the right side of Krishna is Lalita. So Krishna is sandwiched between two. Who are they? Radharani and Lalita. That is why Lalita is also the form of Gadadhar Pandit. But more especially, Gadadhar Pandit is the combined form of Lalita and Srimati Radharani, because Krishna is in the center. Vishakha is in the other side. See? So therefore, the name Lalita, as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in terms of a book called Sri Lalita Madhava, means naughty. Means naughty. Or another English name for that is called playful. Playful. So the consciousness of Srimati Radharani in a playful or naughty mood is the form of Lalita Sakhi. So there's no issue if Gadadhar Pandit is the combined form of the playful side of Srimati Radharani in the form of Lalita Sakhi. And which is Srimati Radharani. Don't try to understand it. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have any comments or questions? Let's ask our exalted members of the assembly. Devaki Nandan is here, Prajhari. Give us some wisdom, please. No question, eh?
Gadadhar Pandit came in the mood of service to Krishna. Yes. As far as service concerned, Radharani and Lalita both are the two sides of same coin for serving Krishna. Therefore, Gadadhar Pandit sometime called incarnation of Lalita and sometime
Madhavan. Thank you. Give to, you must share something with us. Speak microphone. Rajahari, please.
He is asking why Rukmini Devi.
Give him microphone.
Hare Krishna.
What's your question?
My question is, you also told that Gadadhar Pandit is also
in the mood of Rukmini Devi. Yes, so what's your question?
So he's in mood of Rukmini Devi.
What's your question?
No, he's also incarnation of Radharani, right?
Yes.
And also incarnation of Lalita.
Yeah, in the consciousness of Rukmini Devi.
Okay.
So why? I'm asking you a question. Why? He knows he's just a kripana, he's a miser, he doesn't want to give us what's in his heart. Tell us why, please. You read wonderfully, I know. Come on, please.
Son, I don't know, tell you. You speak.
He's really miserly, this Brajahari, you know, Prabhu. He doesn't give class, and we ask him to give some mercy now, he's also miserly, you know. What to do, you know? It's too confidential for you to tell us?
No, no. It's a service. That's all. Different service.
Yes, service-wise. I'll try to explain. I just explained it that Radharani is bossy. She is bossy. See? So because she lost her love to Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, she has no love. So she cannot be bossy. She is humble. I have no love for Krishna. She laments, cries. And that's the form of Gadadhar Pandit. But the original nature of not being bossy and humble and submissive is Chandravali, who is the Madhurya form, Madhurya Bhav. The Aishwarya expansion of Chandravali is Rukmini. So therefore he takes that consciousness. No, I have to be submissive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never fights with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. But who fights?
Jagarananda
Pandit, because he's Satyabhama. See? So when Jagarananda Pandit argues and fights with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, he sees this. And he says, how come he is allowed to fight? I have the desire to fight, but he restricts it because I have no love for Krishna. See, I have no love for Krishna. It's a wonderful thing. And Mahaprabhu himself says, I have no love for Krishna. Himself says, in relation to a verse that comes out of his mouth, Trinadapi Sune Chaina Tarorapi Sahisuna Amanana Manadena Kitanya Sadahari, that verse is coming out of Mahaprabhu's consciousness because he also feels he has no love for Krishna. Because he becomes transcendently contaminated by the association of Gadadhar, who has no love for Krishna. Which is the humility of Rukmini Devi. We have a few minutes, so I'm not sure. Yes, please. Tell us something, don't ask questions. Come on, Ramrut.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Sri Gadadhar Pandit, he broke his Kshetra Sanyas vow and accompanied Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Then up to Katak. He went. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why are you breaking your vow? You know, because why are you coming with me? So you are supposed to stay in Jagannath Puri and worship Tota Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit said, wherever you are, that is for me Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Mayapur.
Yes.
Then for your service, I will break n number of regulative principles.
Yes, yes.
So that was the height of his love.
Yes. In other words, to complement what Ramrup Prabhu is saying, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from higher to lower. He took sannyas. He accepted sannyas, and he had to move. He had to travel. So Gadadhar Pandit said, what is this? I will break my lower kshatra sannyas for the higher purpose of being with Mahaprabhu. He went from lower to higher, but because Mahaprabhu went from higher to lower for the sake of the mission. But Gadadhar Pandit said, okay, I'll break what is lower for higher. I'll break my kshatra sannyas. So that indicates the highest feature of Krishna consciousness is to give Krishna consciousness to others. And therefore, there's a great emphasis here now in Hare Krishna Juhur Land Temple that we have to become number one for this year in book distribution in the world. Right? Now, Vikinandan, you said that yesterday, number one. Now, there was a transcendental competition without envy. Without envy, yes. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was asked the question, and we'll conclude with that how can we develop the love of the gopis' love for Krishna? How can we develop the love of the gopis' love for Krishna? Then Srila Prabhupada replied, without hesitation, immediately, you can develop the love of the gopis' love for Krishna by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And one of the principal means to do that is to distribute books. Thank you very much. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Srila Gadadhar Pandit Ki, Sri Panchatattva Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की लताई गौ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि.